for joining us for Numerous's Weekly Starters. These are short episodes that are aired every Sunday morning with the aim of helping us to start each week with the Word of God. So a few years ago, I ended up in a bit of hot water at work, and I was brought into a meeting with the VP, the child, and her parent. While in the meeting, the VP said to the child, "Do you know how I can tell that you love yourself?" The child did not respond. The VP continued to say that it is in the way that you treat others. She went on saying that a person that loves themselves do not purposely try to hurt themselves, as well as they do not try to purposely hurt others. While I'm paraphrasing here, what she said in that meeting really gave me a whole new view of what it means to love your neighbor as yourself. Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew 22 verses 34 to 40. Verse 34 says, "But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked a question, tempting him and saying, 'Master, which is the great commandment in the law?' Jesus said unto him, 'Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment.' Why is it so? Because if we love the Lord, then we will keep his commandments." Verse 39 says, "And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these commandments hang all the law and the prophets." So who is my neighbor? My neighbor is not just the person that lives in close proximity to me, but my fellow man, the person I see on the streets daily, every single person that is around me. But how should I treat my neighbor though? Let's turn to Leviticus 19. Verse 13 says, "Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until morning. Thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shall fear thy God. I am the Lord. Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people, neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor, and not suffer sin upon him. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord." This is the second greatest commandment to us. The reality is this: if I treat you the way that I would want to be treated, I would not have to worry about all the laws and commandments that I should keep concerning you. I would do nothing to you that I would not want to be done to me. So as we go throughout this week, let us be conscious of those around us. Let us in lowliness of spirit exalt the other above ourselves. But overall, let us keep in mind that the same grace that we would want extended to us when we miss the mark, we must also extend it to others. God bless you. See you on Tuesday. Keep safe.
If you don't love your neighbor, if you gossip.